Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, I'm doing a NCAA Week 1 game preview between the Memphis Tigers and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So if you enjoy this video or some sort of podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and on YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Football. Please go check out our LinkedIn page as well at 100 Football to connect with us on a professional level. And our podcast, of course, you can listen to every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you get your podcast listening experience. You can find us on there each and every single day. So let's get into this one, Mississippi State versus Memphis. In a game that was highly contested last year, Memphis getting the win 31-29, improving to 3-0 on the year and knocking off Mississippi State. And what a game it was. And like I said, it was week three last year, and now this year it's week one. They say we're going to move this up because we know the fans are clamoring for it. They want to see it. And let's talk about this matchup here. Let's go with Memphis first. Let's go with the Tigers. Like I said, last year, not too bad. 6-6, mediocre, middle of the road. But like I said, that was a big win against Mississippi State. This team last year, right? This team coming into this year, right? Finished 10th in the AAC last year on offense. Offense wise, all right, and it was pretty good in the conference, third overall. But you're getting a new offense coordinator, Tim Kramsey. We'll see how he can do, if he can implement it, and if he can get that ground game rolling once again. Brandon Thomas, right? He did good last year, got 6 yards a pop, close to 700 yards, give or take, and 8 scores as a freshman. So he's got some good potential there. You also have Javon Ducker coming over from Northern Illinois, who is going to be a good piece as well. Offensive line didn't have a lot of big names like it usually would, but it has 3 starters, and you have your tackle set as well. Jacob Likes, you have Ira Henry, who's coming over from Florida State to help out. And also, QB Seth Hennigan was a really good. He did pretty good last year as a freshman. Threw for over 3,000-plus yards, 25 touchdowns. And he is someone who I think can really make another big step this upcoming season, so watch out for him. However, he is losing 2 of his targets, tight end Sean Dykes, and, of course, we all know Calvin Austin, who went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the guys coming back, you have Javon Ivory and Joseph Skates, who's coming over from Iowa State. The defense, it was just kind of there. Right, and it gave up. It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't the best. Allowed over 418 yards and 29 points a game last year. The secondary wasn't much to speak of, and it was not very good on third down as well. But you're bringing up Matt Barnes, right, from Ohio State to help out potentially. You're losing a good bit of your defense, a lot of tacklers, and the secondary hopefully can get better as long as they can get a pass rush going. Linebacking core got 5 sacks, led the way with Jalen Allen. But other than that, you have a few guys that really need to help out and give some more effort, get some more work in this season. Like I say, J.J. Russell's gone. Xavier Collins has come back in the middle. And also you get Jeffrey Canton at Arku from Syracuse to help out on the outside. And like I said, really the secondary is what really needs help. They need just some experience. They need just some work. You got some good tacklers, right? You got Quindell Joseph or Johnson. He's going to be really good, I think. He could potentially make a big leap. But you got to get some work. They only got 7 picks last year as a team. You got to improve on that. And if you want to win against Mississippi State, you got to pick them off. So some keys for Memphis to winning, you got to get the running game going. Like I said, if they go back to that Memphis team of old, and by old I mean just 2018, where they got you know close to 4,000 yards as a team and almost 50 scores, they got to get things going on the ground. So, and also the defense, like I said, win the third down conversions. They only got 46% of the time. They were not able to stop really any team on third down. So I think that for Memphis, they just got to work hard. They got to play a really good game like they did last year and just really play all out. Let's go over to Mississippi State with a coach we know, Mike Leach. Talking about this team, going on the offense, man, I'm expecting some fireworks from this team. I think that this is going to be fun to watch. We all know it's just going to be a lot of passing each and every single down, which ain't too bad. Short to meter, mid-range, not too shabby. Not much of a running game to speak of. Like I said, they led the SEC last year in terms of time of possession, passing game fourth in the nation overall in terms of total yardage. And then also, and then yards, but it was interesting though, right? Yards per completion, it was dead last. And the offense was also dead last in terms of rushing. So, I mean, it's kind of a one-trick pony. You know what they're going to do, but they do it well though, I will say. Will Rogers, right? Really good last year. A record 4,739 yards. It's still hard to believe he threw for almost 5,000 yards. 36 touchdowns to boot as well, and he connected on 74% of his throws. That's video game numbers. That's like you're playing Madden on rookie mode. So he's going to be looking good there. However, it is going to be a little bit rough this year that you have lost a good bit of your wide receivers. Malachi Polk, he is off. He went to the Baltimore Ravens, had over 100 catches. Also, Malik Heath, he went to Ole Miss. But you do have Jaden Wally, who is potentially a really good player. Got 628 yards last year on 55 catches and 6 scores. And also, big guy Austin Williams, 6'3", 200 pounds even. He's a good vet as well that could help out. Like I said, the running backs, we'll just mention them briefly. You know, Dylan Johnson's come back, ran for less than 500 yards last year and 4 scores. And Jaquavius Marks ran for 400 yards and 6 scores, that is. But look at this, though. Marks last year, the running back caught the ball 83 times with 3 touchdowns. And Johnson as well, 65 catches for the year for him. Offensive line's going to be a little bit rough. He lost Charles Cross. So that is going to be rough. You also lost Scott Lashley, but you have LaQuinston Sharp, who's a really good center right there, a vet. And you're also getting JUCO star Percy Lewis to help out as well. Talking about the defense, though, they, like I said, the defense was pretty strong last year. Allowed just over 300-plus yards per game last year. You need to get more of a pass rush, though. The pass defense was all right. The defense up front was good, the big D lineman. There's a lot of potential on this team, right? However, they got to just be more consistent. Aaron Brewer, he is no longer with the team. He went to Michigan State. And Emmanuel Forbes, he hasn't always had the most consistent ways, but he is helping out as well. You're getting Marcus Banks from Alabama, DeCarlos Nicholson from a JUCO school, and also you're getting Marcus Banks. Like I said, he's coming over from West Virginia to help out. So I think that even though you're losing some guys on defense, I think Mississippi State will still be fine. And for them to win this ball game, like you said, just get some better yards per catch. You know that they're, you know, I would love to see them implement the run a little bit more just to kind of break things up a little bit. That's just me. And also, I think they really just need to help and work for defense. Just get the pass rush, right? Get some pressure on the quarterback, get some TFLs, some tackles for loss, get some sacks, and I think they'll be fine. So I think for a final score, final prediction for this one in a highly contested matchup, I think this one's going to be a good game, but I do expect Mississippi State to run away with this one and to get the win. Kind of a lower scoring game. I think Memphis defense is going to step up, but I'm going to go with a final score overall. Mississippi State 31 and Memphis 17. I think Mississippi State is just the too talented team right now. Mike Leach, I think that this team is potentially going to have a really good year. And as for Memphis, I think that they are a team on the rise. They have some good potential, but I just don't think they are there quite yet. I don't think they're on the level of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I would love to hear your opinions and your thoughts on this game. Who's going to win it in the comments section? Either on Facebook or YouTube, we check them every single day, and we appreciate all of the support y'all have been giving us over the last few weeks, months, and years here on the show. Like I said, also go check us out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or with the podcast for daily episodes while you're in the car doing some nice workouts, enjoying a meal, or whatever you do when you listen to the podcast. You can check us out over there. And I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.